Welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, alongside my co-host and best friend Cody Lena, discuss various pop culture topics and narrow it down to truly the best of all time. Or is just gonna run it for you, dude.
Just gonna run it. I was like, yeah, what's going on? Or is
we Yes, I'm just doing I'm like, you know what? I don't trust him to handle it. I'm just gonna do all of it and just keep going.
Yeah, go ahead. Just do the thing. We're talking about the X-Men. You got this. Go.
All right, or as we like to call it, the boat. But for anyone steps foot on the boat, we put them into a Sweet 16 style tournament and argue each round until we decide a winner. And then you don't say anything back to me. And then I just go, Cody, or no, then you say, Nick, is there any criteria we use when you decide who steps foot on the boat? Whatever the hell we want, Cody. You want to tell them what we're talking about this season? Absolutely. Have you ever stuck your hand down a drainage pipe once and you were like, man, I really wish that I had superpowers to get my hand out of drainage pipe.
You were close. Okay, let me do it. Have you ever stuck your hand on like a pipe and got it stuck in there? And then instead of trying to get it out, you ripped it up and it looked like you had a sword arm. And you're like, wouldn't it be radical if I had sword arms? Because I don't think there is an X-Men character with sword arms, Nick. That could be you. You could be Stab Frenzy. It's because I stab them a lot.
That's my big move. They're like, okay, but
what's your power? Sword arms. Okay, what else? Legs are also swords. Okay.
Okay. How'd that happen? Another pipe fell into another pipe.
So you actually you don't have any powers. You just have your limbs are stuck in pipes and you sharpen them to swords. Yes, sir. That is what happened.
That is what occurred here. Very much so. But I'm ready to go. I am ready to go. You know our main guy could just take those off of you, right? Not if I stab him first.
Yeah.
Not if I get to him.
Let me introduce you to my move. I call the Stab Frenzy. Also my name.
Yeah. Just me, like, just pumping. And they're like, that's not. It's like when a kid is like, look, I just invented this new dance. And they just start stomping on the ground. And you're like, yeah, man, that's.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man, good for you. Yep, that's something. Don't call us, we'll call you, you know?
Exactly.
Folks, we are here talking about those X-Men. And actually, one of them kind of does have sword hand. This actually kind of worked. We do.
I did that on purpose, dog.
This is why you're better at it.
You never see my vision, dude.
I know a lot of times you all think Cody just wants to come up with the most absurd thing to talk about to just throw Nick off, but that's not it at all.
No.
He really does have the vision. It's just we all don't always see it. And if you don't go on the exact path that he had laid out for you, which was basically invisible, you don't get to a fun, satisfying conclusion. But this time we did, folks, and here we are because we do have someone here who does have our closest two sword hands that we're going to get here in Group C. So we have the 2-seed Beast going up against the 15-seed Psylocke, and we have the 7-seed Professor X going up against the 10-seed Nightcrawler. Cody, where do you want to start?
Let's start with Beast and Psylocke. So Beast is a genius scientist guy who got turned, his powers, he got turned into a beast, which makes him super strong, super agile. He's just like a monster guy, but he's really smart. Do you think, because he's often portrayed as another one of the mutants that would probably get rid of his powers if he could.
I feel like that's played out in, for sure, the new X-Men movie, like X-Men First Class. I feel like Beast loves being Beast in the cartoons.
Yeah, he digs it, but I'm going to think, just as a scientist, he loves science. Do you think his fur is just contaminating all his beakers and shit?
Oh.
They don't let a cat go in and shed all over a fucking sterile lab. And you got this blue motherfucker in here with his hair all over the place.
Oh,
you cannot
man.
Tell me he does not shed. Because if you're going to tell me Beast doesn't shed, then you're telling me Chewbacca doesn't shed. And no fucking way.
Yeah, what are we doing here? Stop. Even when people are like, yeah, my cat's hypoallergenic, they still do. Like, it's just inevitable. You shed as a human being. Like, that's why people wear hairnets, you know? It's a part of the process. It's a part of the system. You're not letting Beast in your lab because like, there's got to be something he can do, right? Or like,
he'd have to wear like a full hazmat suit every time.
I bet he would, though. I think he's like such a man of science.
He would. Oh, yeah.
That he's like, I care about this. Like, the one thing I always like about Beast, I think I mentioned this early on, so I'll just put my cards on the table here. Beast is like one of my low-key favorites, and I've never really figured it out. I just remember like all of the visuals of him reading upside down. I thought that was like
that a
the
lot.
Coolest. I was like, man, that's like the coolest way to read. And I remember being in like a bunk bed once, and I like tried to like slap my legs, you know, into and like So I'd have that weight
upside down. Yeah.
Try to read upside down. It's not a good way to do it. I don't know what he's gaining from it. This is one of those very much where you're like,
okay, here's what he's doing, Nick. This is science. He's making sure all the blood rushes to his brain so his brain gets bigger and he can read the book more good.
Oh, that is good science. That is
science. That's how it does work, by the way.
Sure. Yeah. I like Beast because I think one of the other reasons I like Beast is because he really could go from day to night. He is the little black dress of superheroes because he, during the day, what a brilliant man. You know, a great, obviously, probably one of their best teachers, I would say.
Yeah.
You know,
but he teaches
probably one
like
of their best educators.
He probably teaches like math class.
Well respected.
We never get to meet those mutants.
Yeah. You're always like, oh, mutant history 101, you know, powers 1002. But like, who's teaching chemistry? Like, it's still important. Not all of you are going to go on to be the X-Men. You need a high school education. And I know the state of New York has very specific qualifications for what counts, what requirements you need to graduate from high school. So someone, I imagine that's just Beast covering all of the other stuff.
Yeah, dude. Can you imagine being like the math teacher and you have no powers, but you go to the school every day and you're like, you're trying to teach like multiplication tables and like square roots and shit. Okay. I have the power to, I have blade arms and blade legs, right? Stab frenzy. And you're trying to teach me math, but you don't have any powers? I'm not going to take you seriously. I'm 17 years old. My arms are made out of swords. You can't teach me anything.
You know, in that case, when they have to bring in a sub, you know, who doesn't have powers to teach, Colossus is right there in the classroom on that day. Yeah. He is very much acting as the vice principal. He comes in and is just like, hey, everyone, Jeff is going to be teaching today. I know Jeff. Yes, he's a human being. We're not going to give Jeff any shit, okay? I'm going to tell you right now, if I hear one word from Jeff that any of you used any of your powers for any reason other than to help this man, everyone's getting suspended. Every single one of you. Every one of you.
You have to consider, as long as Jeff's here, you have to consider him as Colossus. I just want to read the fucking book. Oh my God, I want a yearbook from that school so bad. You're just flipping through. It's like Storm, Nightwing, Blackhawk, Ice Blaster, Stab Frenzy, Jeff, Wolverine, Cyclops.
Because the most important weapon is your brain. And that's your brain? What Jeff's here to do is teach us. I think like that's what I like about Beast is like he goes from he's that teacher, but then you know homeboy, when you watch him fight, you know he tears people apart.
Yeah, he just bites them and shit.
Yeah, he just like he has strong claws and he's super strong and super fast. What that's of course how he's fighting. He's going to rip people alive. And you would just watch him like, oh, shit, Beast. God damn. Wow. Oh, my God. Okay. Wow. Like, that's what I love about him. Now, we have Psylocke here. So this was one that, once again, we went to our list here by Ranker.com, where you can go vote. And this was the top 16 from Ranker. So this is what we are letting the X-Men fans tell us. And they have Psylocke here at 15. I know we haven't really talked about what their rankings are. We focus on our own. But they did have Psylocke at 15, which we ended up... That's fun. But, Cody, I'm having a real hard time being like, this one feels like the fans like it for not the right reasons.
Yeah, this... I would say Psylocke, from my experience at least, is a huge fan service character.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a... I'll tread this water, Nick. I got you.
Thank you, please.
She is a very attractive, large-breasted woman who doesn't wear very many clothes and fights with a sword that's got energy, like psychic sword. I don't know. She never stuck out as like a deep, profound character that just was doing stuff.
No, this is... Yeah, like you said, in that way that women characters can be have tended to be written, and this is, and Psylocke is very out of that like late 80s early 90s version, you know, of X-Men, where it's like, yeah, I'm just, it's like, so wait, her superhero outfit, everyone else is in like full tactical gear, and she's like, what if I wore a one-piece bathing suit and cut out and then just put like little straps around my arms? Do the straps do anything? No.
absolutely not
but I'll put some around my legs too. What if I'll wear very high boots? Like, it's just, you're like, this is terrible. Like, and then, like you said, it feels like the mishmash of power. It seems like the first power she was given was the ability to take her psychic energy and put it and be like, I want to make this a blade. Which
she could make it a blade, or she could shoot blasts. I get it. Her power was she could take her psychic energy and manifest it in a physical form to blast or sword. Cool. But then she started getting telepathy. Then now she's immune to pain. And then you couldn't read her mind, but she could read yours. And then she could control minds. And then she could make you just freeze in place. It's like, oh.
It feels like in lieu of character development, instead of being like, hey, maybe just tell us about like her backstory. Like everyone knows Rogue's horrible, like wishes she could just be normal. We all know that story. It's very simple. And Psylocke, they're like, or we could give her more powers. And that would work too, huh? That's how you can make a character.
Like the kid on the, when you're playing X-Men out on the school playground, you have that one kid who picks a power, but they're like, well, I have psychic powers. You're like, okay, cool. But anytime anyone thinks of a cool power, they're like, well, I can lift that too because I use my psychic powers, but I put my hands on it. So it looks like I'm super strong, but I'm actually using my psychic power. It's like, shut up, Greg.
Yeah, you can't have them all. Like, let us. Also, the thing that bothers me about Psylocke here is you have now introduced into this world Green Lantern powers, essentially. And like, why did we stop at knives? Why did we stop at like, why weren't you like, why don't I, if you can take your psychic energy, which also you have two of the strongest psychics to exist, Professor X and Jean Grey, they aren't doing that. Why can't they do this too? I'm like, you've kind of broken your own core rules here about what psychic energy can do. And they're just like, we don't like to? That's not what's happening.
No, absolutely. You're telling me you could make a psychic energy blade sword with your mind, but you don't want to because you're not into it?
Yeah, you're just like, oh, that's like what the kids do. That's like basketball players. It's like, well, I don't shoot threes because that's just not the game I grew up in. Okay, knock it off. Like, learn how to jack it up a little bit, okay? Like, that's the game now.
I gotta lock in Beast, my dude. It's gotta be Beast.
I'm with you here, man. Sorry, Psylocke. I'm glad the fans like you.
Maybe she does have a super deep lore, by the way, and I'm just not privy to it. That's fine.
That's probably it, too. That's some of it. But, like, hey, don't act. Hey, fans, before you start messaging us, can you look into your heart and soul and answer the question, why do you really like Psylocke? Can we start with why? Where did it come from? You obviously found ways to justify yourself.
Here's the thing. I'm going to put it this way. I'll just be blunt with it. If you want to come for me and argue about Psylocke, you can only come to me if in your heart of hearts, you can look at yourself and say you've never masturbated to her. Then you can come talk to me. But if you have, I don't want to hear your fucking shit.
You don't count, man, brother. You're out. You're out, man, brother. Sorry, dude. Sorry, man. I cannot take you seriously. That's just not going to work.
Nope.
This advice worked for more things than just that. Like,
it should.
Hey, man, if you've ever masturbated that idea, I just can't. Then you're compromised. You've just been compromised. And I can't listen to you. All right. We have here in the next matchup here.
Nick, you got to stop this little video at the bottom. I cannot. It's Lizzie McGuire now. I don't know what's going on.
Ranker.com is wild for the way that they do advertisement. I'll just say it right now. Ranker's just like, hey, what if we just ran a like full 11-minute video that I don't believe I can actually like click out of, Cody? I'd love to. I don't know what to do here for you. I'm so sorry.
Just get it on a different screen.
We're just going to scroll up. Maybe it'll go away, brother. I don't know. Here's what's up. We have Professor X going up against Nightcrawler. Now, here's the thing, Cody, that I'm interested in talking about. Once again, we're going back to ranker.com and we're looking here. Nightcrawler, number 4 on the ranker list of all the X-Men. They gave them all of the X-Men. And they were like, you want to know who's my favorite? Nightcrawler. I feel like we need to investigate this. Because one, more popular than Professor X. Tell you right now, Professor X comes in at a smooth number 10.
Okay. Here's the thing. I think people like Nightcrawler a lot because he kind of fits in this weird power fantasy people have. He's like the ultimate spot. He can teleport if he can see a spot. He's invisible when he's in the shadows. And he just seems like a cool dude, you know? Nightcrawler, when you watch the cartoon, Nightcrawler is just kind of like a cool guy who has power. Like, he doesn't seem like a superhero. He's like kind of got that Spider-Man effect where part of his charm is that he doesn't want to be a hero per se.
That he's like, it's more fun. He's like, I like that I can be like, it's like, it's funny to do all this stuff. Like, it's more wild, but at the same time, like, it's not, this wouldn't be my bag. I just kind of stuck with it.
It's a responsibility that was given to him and he's chosen to accept.
Born with. You get born with a tail you're kind of going to have to go into being some kind of hero.
Yeah, he's only, and his feet are weird. He's got like three fingers too. It's he's definitely built different.
Yeah. Well, and I know that he has a few, I mean, and I know he also has a few different, I think he's been given a couple different backstories over time, you know, with Mystique being his mother, finding out about that later. That I feel like that was just like, oh shit, why? People are like, hey, why is Nightcrawler blue? And they're like, fuck. The answer was, well, it's fun to make blue people. That's blue really what the answer fun? Was.
Okay, but he's going up against Professor X, the man.
The G. I mean, the OG. We don't have the X-Men without the Doctor, right? Like, I mean, that's his whole shtick.
Yeah. He created that. And also, his story's great. All that World War II stuff, that's really cool.
Right, yeah. Like, I mean, also X the ability to kind of be that counterpoint to Matt. Like, if anyone who knows about the creation of the X-Men, you know that Professor X is generally considered to be Martin Luther King Jr. and Magneto is Malcolm X. Like, that's kind of the two people that they're loosely based off of, or at least as they started moving along with the comics, that's how they wanted to kind of parallel their conversations. Is it's like, hey, fuck these guys. Like,
we want,
hey,
they're
dicks to us.
Yeah, we want the same thing, but we're coming at it from different ways.
Yeah. And so to have that peaceful homeboy who's just like, nah, man, we can do this a different way. I love the aspiration of Professor X, I think.
Here's the thing about X, though. X, gonna give it to you for sure, but he's not cool. Nightcrawler, there's something like cool whimsy. If we get rid of Nightcrawler, we're getting rid of the whimsy. He is a whimsical character.
Right, right.
His backstory is actually pretty fucked up, but as far as a vibe... He's a very whimsical character.
Yeah, because I mean, he's like left in a church, isn't he? And then the church isn't super cool to.
And then he's given to like a carnival that beats. It's bad.
Kind of a demon. Yeah, they think of him as a demon. He doesn't know who he is. Yeah. It's not great. Four, though. Cody, number four. And that's not even to say, like, under, they put some stats under, too, to tell you he ranks when it's best comic book superheroes of all time. Does Nightcrawler have, in the same way that like Nicki Minaj has the barbs, in the same way that like we have the Bayhive, we've got Swifties. Is there just a fan base, a toxic fan base of Nightcrawler fans?
Oh, I assume they're toxic.
They will make sure that this man makes it on the throne. Because folks, I didn't finish what I was saying, but I think it's important that you hear this. Number 20 on the best comic book superheroes of all time. 20. Imagine if I would have came to you before this and said, hey, could you name me 20 super, just name me 20 superheroes. You're not going to get to Nightcrawler in the top in 20 off the dome. And then if you gave me that list, I said, well, what about Nightcrawler? Would you be like, oh, nah, I don't
There's
need to include him.
Okay. All right. Well, let's think about this. Does he speak to a generation? Is he like there's gotta be something here. Cause when I was a kid, when I was younger, I loved Nightcrawler. Whenever we played X-Men, I loved being Nightcrawler.
Is it like, is it the bounce? Like the teleportation is cool, kind of limited. I mean, as far as it goes, it's not the greatest of the teleportation you're going to get. But it is for me. I'm just stuck here being like, number four. Folks, I won't waste your time. You want to know the top three? Here you go. Number three, Storm. Number two, Magneto. Number one, Wolverine. Oh, guess who we're going to be talking about? Now you know, spoilers for the next group who we're going to be talking about, or at least two of them. But like that, those three, I'll give you those three any day of the week. I will give you those three any day of the week and say, those are great X-Men.
I get it. Here's where I'm at, Nick. I think if I'm going to lock one in right now, I'm locking in Nightcrawler over X. Because one of the things I like to think about is, if I was going to play X-Men on the school playground with my friends, who would I want to be? I never picked Xavier.
Just one kid sitting in a chair, like off to the side. Just be like, hey, you guys should do this. And everyone's like, cool, Professor X, whatever. Right. You know, that's a great, that is one of the best reasons of all time is like, we all get why he's important. No one here is.
No one's knocking him. We get it.
But like, no one wants to play Professor X.
When push comes to shove, Professor X won't throw hands. Like, he won't use his powers to do it. Everyone else is like, you want these hands on site? Come get it. That's the energy I want in my comic books. I don't want some guy.
How does he have a whole team of people who almost exclusively go against his like own like theory?
Yeah.
Like, is it like, hey, I can't throw hands. I'm a pacifist. I would never do that. I do have all of these assassins behind me.
Well, hey, this is my boy Wolverine. He will throw hands.
Right. Like,
for no
the
reason.
The Dalai Lama, like, that would be like if, like, the Dalai Lama, the Pope, the, like, if they just walked around behind them with just brutal armed guards. Just all people like, oh, every one of them has killed at least 10 people each. Like,
Hey, Nick. That I don't think that's too far off, my dude.
No, it's not. But I think in the case of the Pope, they're hidden. Yes. I think like they're around. I think they're more dressed up as like other bishops and stuff, but then they pull off the gown.
I'm not 100% convinced that when the Dalai Lama rolls around with those other monks behind him, I've seen monks. Okay?
I've seen what monks are capable of doing.
You're right.
Maybe that is part of it. Maybe that is. But I'm with you here. I'm honestly afraid of this Nightcrawler contingent, if I'm just being honest. I'm terrified of what this group, how much this group stands this character who I just thought was like, oh, that's a fun guy.
Yeah.
That's a fun, interesting character we have there. All right.
I think he's just one of those characters like we talked about with Gambit, like we talked about with Deadpool, where just people, when they do latch onto them, they really get
top
in there.
Top four, though. Top four. That would be like, if we're talking about all these divas, right? I just mentioned three that I think everyone would be like, oh, I would totally allow them to be up there as like some of the top female artists in the game right now. Nicki, Beyonce, Taylor
Swift. Yeah.
That would be like at number four, someone was like Shakira.
Right now.
I'm not saying
yeah.
it's a bad pick. I'm not mad about it. Like, I'm like, Shakira's great. There's nothing in, but like, you're fourth? You're the Thomas Jefferson on your Mount Rushmore is fucking Shakira? I'm sorry. It feels like we're just missing something here.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, we'll have to figure out.
We'll figure it out.
We have the blue boys. This is the blue man group right here.
Yeah, this is it. Have they done a just like a one panel crossover with the blue man group? And it's just Mystique, Beast, and Nightcrawler just like hanging out with them. Just being like, do you guys want us to cover for you tonight? Like,
we're all blue as well.
Yeah. Like you guys get it. We're blue. You're blue. Let's have some fun. You know, see the blue man group out on the battlefield. Banging on their drums, throwing paint at Magneto.
That would inspire me, though. That's the kind of stuff I need. When I'm battling for the rights of everyone on the planet, the Blue Man Group is the only thing that really gets me going.
I hear you, man. All right. So where are you at right now? Like you said, you do have a love for Nightcrawler.
I mean, right now, I think I'm leaning towards Nightcrawler because at the end of the day, Beast is just a big, hairy nerd, right? He can't teleport. Nightcrawler can do all the same stuff. He's not as strong, I'll give you that. But he also can do all the same stuff, climbing on the walls, jumping around. And he has a prehensile tail that he can hang from. If Beast had a prehensile tail, he wouldn't have to read upside down.
Why do I feel like so much of this comes down to the tail and no one wants to talk about it?
I know, right?
I think this is a fetish thing.
Okay.
I think this is like a tail fetish thing. I think people really want either they want that tail so they can do stuff with or for themselves, or conversely, they want to see what that tail do, Nightcrawler.
How about, even if it's not just what that tail do, which tail do, I'm thinking like, if I'm going to get turned into a big blue beast and I don't get a tail, what are we fucking doing here, man? At least give me a tail.
That is not on my first, that is, I would not, if I inject myself with the serum, I'm not immediately going to turn around and look at my ass to see if I got a tail. I wasn't expecting that.
Are you kidding me? If I get covered in fur tomorrow, completely covered in fur, claws, teeth, I turn into the Beast and I don't have a tail, I'm going to be pissed off because, I mean, I'll still accept the powers. Great. I'm a superpower mutant. But if I had a prehensile tail, just that's next level, dude. I just got a whole nother.
Next level of what? What level? Congratulations. You don't get to wear pants anymore. I mean, I guess, I don't know. Maybe that's your end game the whole time, Cody. Maybe you just never wanted to wear these pants, but I'm just saying, pants are gone.
Hey, you can wear pants. I've been playing a lot of Baldur's Gate, and there's a lot of people with tails that wear pants, okay? And
well, maybe I'll okay, wear a fine. Skirt Your tailoring bill is going to be insane.
That's fair.
It's going to be like going to a tailor, like, hey, I woke up today with a tail, and I think my pants would fit otherwise if you could just make me a little tail hole.
So, would there be like a little tail hole, or would you have like a little button back there, like a slit that you would put the tail through and then button it at the top over it?
Oh, do you think when people first got tails?
Could I wear my pants backwards?
That's what I was just about to say. Yeah. Is that how it acts? You're just like, I'll just put the pants on backwards.
Yeah, that's what, exactly. Problem solved.
That
was
is it as simple as that? Now I'm hoisted on my own petard. It's like, dog, just put your pants on backwards.
Yeah.
Who says you have to wear your pants on the front like that?
Society, dude.
No one's making you.
Yeah, there's no law. You're not going to get arrested if you wear it. Crisscross did it all the time.
They didn't seem to have any troubles doing it.
Yeah.
Even like, because now I'm thinking about how a pair of pants, there's nothing inherently different, right? In the way, unless you're wearing like apple bottom jeans, which are give more room to the ass. I get that. But like, aren't they kind of the same? Isn't it? Wouldn't it just be like, of course, the buttons on the front. It would be weird to button in the back.
If someone had their pants on backwards and you just caught a glimpse of them and you saw their ass pockets on their front and stuff, how long would it take you to process what you were seeing?
I don't know, because I'd have to wonder.
I think instantly when I saw it, I would understand. I'd say, okay, they have their pants on backwards. I understand it. But that doesn't mean I processed and lived through this yet.
No, I would have to for sure go around to the back and make double check this.
I have to see the back.
I'd have to double check.
Gotta check your tail.
You gotta wait. Like, go ask him. So it's a tail thing? Is that what this is? You got a tail? It would be a while. I
think you're absolutely right. It comes down to tail or no tail. I think if Beast had a tail, I'd be infinitely more into Beast. And first of all, I'm not sure why that is.
He's gonna have more of like a golden retriever's tail. Right?
I would
don't
still dig it. I still would dig it. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, I agree. I am seeing in my mind's eye like a golden retriever tail, but I still think he's lacking with the tail.
Here's the thing. I think at least maybe Nightcrawl's a little more ability with his tail. I can't be out in the club. I can't be out anywhere. And all of a sudden I see a nice attractive woman walk by, and all of a sudden my tail's just
swagging,
flapping against whatever I'm sitting against and just like hitting the wall. And it's just like, oh, what are you so excited about, Nick? I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I have no idea. Oh, is it because Psylocke just walked by? No. I don't even know what you're talking about.
I've never looked at Psylocke. I didn't even notice that she had a hole in her thing. I didn't even notice that.
I don't know. No one
brought it up, bud.
Yep. First time. It's weird that you're bringing it. Honestly, I think that makes you I think that's gross of you to even have pointed that out to me.
Also, if you've ever masturbated to Nightcrawler or Beast, I don't want your opinions on this. I'm looking at Nightcrawler, dude. It's just the tail. You're right. Also, Beast can't teleport, which is pretty fucking cool. And Nightcrawler can teleport with his friends, Nick.
I know. I think I know what's right to do. I know in my heart, I've always been a Beast boy. I've always had that. But I don't think I can because really the only thing he has on, I mean, he's probably stronger than him, but then that gets made up with by the teleportation. That's cooler than strength. And like, yeah, I think I gotta go Nightcrawler here. Like, I'm gonna do it because I think that is the right call. I want to discover this more. I also want to acknowledge the love and lore of this character. And I want to figure out like what's going on here. Cause also Beast, the reason why I think this might not be a kink thing is because Beast is a built-in furry.
Oh, yeah. Beast, they're... Okay,
like,
all right.
It's right there.
Nick, we just have to address this now before we get to Group D. Let's just get it out of the way.
Yeah.
At everyone in the X-Men universe can fuck. They can all lay pipe. They can all... Their head game on point. We just got to get it out of there.
It's one of those things that comes with the X gene.
Sex is equal.
Yes.
That's why we haven't talked about it. I know we all want to talk about boning down with these people, but it's equal. It's going to be equally good boning no matter what.
I agree. No, that's like one of those things with the X gene is like you just get it. Like now you just got, like you just one of the greatest in the bedroom. That's part of it.
Yeah, it's part of it.
It's like in The Boys, if anyone's watching The Boys, you just get, because you have it, you just have super strength. Like every character in there just has is a little bit stronger than the average human. Everyone in the X-Men is better at fucking than you are. Just is.
Yeah.
Just how it goes.
Just is. It's great. Good for that.
All right. We're going to move Nightcrawler into the final four. And that is it, folks. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition. If you want to pouch your boys, a few things that you can do, as always, share with a friend, tell a friend. Wherever you're listening to this, make sure you hit that like, that follow, that subscribe, and give us those 5 stars where you can. You creepy crawlies, I imagine what you call yourself, you fans of Nightcrawler.
Al Crawlholics.
Oh, okay. Let us know what you call yourselves. And if you like either, you can take either one of those. Those are free.
Yeah.
But do take that energy you took to getting him to number 4 on ranker.com. And would you mind maybe giving us some 5 stars?
Mm-hmm.
Just
leave us a review.
Moved your boy through. That's all I'm saying.
Hook us up.
Just saying that.
Yeah. And when you do hook us up, follow us on all of our social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and let us know. Send Nick a message saying, hey, I followed you because I'm a crawlaholic, alcrawlholic, and
I think just a crawlholic probably is all you'd really need there.
Yeah, it's true. I think you're right. Anyway, or you can email us at friendlycoverage@gmail.com.
As always, shout out to Charizard for that intro music. You want to hear more of their stuff? Head over to Bandcamp, type in Charizard, replace the vowels with sixes. That is going to be it for us, folks. We got Group D coming out on Wednesday, but until then, I've been Nick Carey.
And I'm Cody Lena. Be on the boat.